In 2008, the city of Detroit shut down its police crime lab after an audit found significant errors in the evaluation. In 2009, following the closure, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office discovered 11,304 untested rape kits just sitting in a Detroit Police Department storage facility. The backlog in Detroit represents one of the largest known in a city in the United States. Just take a moment to think about that. Imagine all of the potential serial rapists, possibly serial killers, that could have had more victims than what they were charged with. The women whose attackers haven't even been caught yet. Detroit had a new mission. They began eliminating its backlog with a deeply committed team of prosecutors, members of law enforcement, researchers, city officials, and advocates. For years, this team has worked hard to analyze the causes of the backlog and implement a plan to end it. With the most recent count, 1,404 kits have now been tested, resulting in 238 hits in the National DNA database, and have identified 46 potential serial rapists. DNA from the kits tested so far has linked to crimes in 12 other states and the District of Columbia. That is phenomenal, but they still need your help, and I want to do my part. So for every donation the show receives via PayPal, I will be donating a portion of it to the End the Backlog Foundation. I will post the PayPal information in the show notes. To stay updated, follow The Hidden Staircase on Facebook at The Hidden Staircase. You can also follow me on Twitter at The Hidden Pod, and Instagram at The Hidden Staircase. I will be doing monthly updates on donations given to the foundation. Be good to each other, everyone, and let's help make a difference.